Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
This row over Camogie players' rights to wear shorts could now result in the Camogie Association being called to appear before the Iraq the Sports Committee. And I'm sure you've heard about this dispute since Saturday. The Dublin Kilkenny players, they were getting ready to take part in the Leinster Championship semi-final. They were told to go back into the changing room, get out of the shorts, change into the skorts, or else the match was going to be totally abandoned. One of the players who was there on that pitch, Dublin captain Aisling Maher, is with me on the line today. Yeah, Aisling, I've been thinking about this since Saturday. Where does Saturday rank for you in your Camogie playing career? You know, been told in 2025 that this match is going to be totally scrapped and abandoned, the Leinster Championship semi-final, if you don't go in and get out of the shorts and put on a skirt.
Yeah. Hi, Andrea. How are you? Thanks for having me on. I think I said straight away after it, like it's definitely a career low for me. And I kind of reflected on that afterwards and I was like, is that dramatic? You know, obviously the emotions are high and stuff after you finish. But honestly, the more I think about it, I don't think it is an overstatement. I really do think, you know, it's up there with the worst thing you can do to a group of players who have put in not only weeks and months, but years of preparation into trying to play at the highest level that we can play, into representing our county and to trying to go out and do our best for our team and our clubs that we represent when we play, and to have someone tell you just as you're about to start throwing that you're not allowed to go out and give an account of yourself and represent your team and your county unless you go in and change out of everybody in matching shorts into matching skorts. I think it's about one of the worst things that you can do in this day and age to a group of girls.
Was it a collective decision, Aisling, that was taken by the players to go to line out and to field in shorts?
It was, yeah. So we would have spoken to Kilkenny during the week before the game off the back of the report that was published by the GPA, who are the Gaelic Players Association, who represent senior intercounty players. So they issued a report that basically highlighted the fact that 83% of intercounty players would prefer to have the option to wear shorts when they play, and that 70% of players report feeling uncomfortable and unable to focus fully on the game when they're playing in skorts. So I guess off the back of that frustration, ourselves and Kilkenny decided that, you know, it's been over a year now since the vote was taken at Congress to not give players the option of wearing shorts as well as the skorts. And, you know, there's been, from a player's perspective, we've seen no change or attempt to change that from Camogie side. So we decided that now was the time that we wanted to protest against that rule. And we would have taken a vote as a collective Dublin team. Kilkenny would have done the same. And we would have voted to allow players who wanted to wear shorts, wear shorts. And then we would have made it very clear that any player who still wanted to wear a skirt on the day would be absolutely supported by everybody else on the team, but that it was important. We decided that we all individually wore what we felt was most comfortable for us and what was most applicable for performance. And, you know, it's worth noting that of the 33 members on our panel, all 33 opted to wear shorts on the day.
And everybody
came
out.
The same on the Kilkenny side. Yeah, everybody came out.
And just when you mentioned the Kilkenny side, actually, Kilkenny centre forward Laura Murphy is joining us here as well, Aisling. I've never played Camogie, Laura. So will you just explain to me and our other listeners that aren't aware about the discomfort that comes with the skorts, why your preference is to wear shorts?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Look, I suppose all you have to do is maybe turn up to a training session, whether it's ourselves at Kilkenny or even I'm training the school team here. I'm a second school teacher and I need a training after school. Not one girl that will be wearing a skirt to training. Everyone will be coming to train togged out in shorts because they're just not comfortable. And they're not fit for purpose. The game has gotten a lot more physical over the last couple of years, and you know, you find yourself, you're on the ground or you're in a ruck or you're in a tussle. And, you know, they're just uncomfortable.
And for that reason, that's why, as Aisling mentioned, that's why so many of you, according to the GPA survey that was conducted or carried out, found that 70% say the skorts are uncomfortable. That's a survey of inter-county players, I should say. And 83% at least want the right to choose between the shorts over the skorts.
And that's important, you know. It's what we're looking for is choice, for everyone to come out and in what they feel comfortable in. And like what Aisling said, you know, we were taking a vote as well amongst the players And of the 31 girls that were togged out with us on Saturday, 31 of the girls also came out in shorts. You know, that's what they felt more comfortable in. And even when we went inside to change and came back out, I suppose, the realisation of how uncomfortable they were after doing the warm-up in the skirt or in the shorts and coming back out then in the skirt, I mean, there was no comparison.
The thing about this, Aisling, this was discussed, wasn't it, at the recent Congress? And a decision was made for the players would continue to wear skirts.
Yeah, it was. So it would have been voted on in Congress in 2024, which is just over 12 months ago at this stage. And I guess, look, a frustrating part of the governance of Camogie is that an item agenda comes up like that. It's voted on by county delegates at the time. That vote that's cast by your county delegates isn't necessarily representative of how the players feel who are actually playing the game. So, like, I mean, I know myself at the moment, the county board who are in over Dublin Camogie have been brilliant and have looked for a load of feedback from players. But I would have played for probably 10 years with Dublin and more than that with club and never been asked my opinion as a player on anything to do with votes that were happening at Congress. So unfortunately, players just aren't getting a say in those votes. And it doesn't seem that delegates are actually voting in line with what the players want. And a really frustrating part of that for us is the fact that the way Congress is set up, uniform doesn't come up again until 2027. So there's no option to like have another motion again on that before then, which is why we're taking these actions now and calling on the Camogie Association to do something about it. So to either call an extraordinary general meeting where they can have a single agenda item and they address it, or to, you know, introduce a derogation to have an exception to wear shorts for championship games. In the meantime, you know, there's a number of ways they can go about it, but we can't, as players, we can't let this go on until 2027 until it's discussed again.
So am I right in saying, Laura, that the people making the decision who are voting on this motion about the skirts over shorts at the convention are people who are no longer active players? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I suppose, you know, they're not the ones that are talking out in skirts, you know, week in, week out. And I suppose maybe they mightn't, you know, be in line with how, or you know, they mightn't see, you know, what we have to go through, I suppose, when we have to talk out wearing the skirts. And I suppose maybe, you know, the GPA have done their part in conducting the survey, and, you know, the results are there for everyone to see. I think it was 83%, we've mentioned it already, about 83% of players, you know, feeling uncomfortable in the skirt.
We're talking about this because it happened at the Dublin Kilkenny Leinster Championship semi-final, of both of which Aisling Marr and Laura Murphy were at that game on Saturday. But Hannah Looney is with us on the line as well. Hannah's a dual football and camogie player for County Cork. Do you support what the girls did on Saturday, Hannah?
Hey, 100%, of course. I think, you know, it's across the board, across all the counties that we share similar views. And, you know, I suppose it's important to note as well that this research that was carried out was just done on inter-county players. But I'm sure if you brought this back to the clubs, that most people would share the same sentiment. So, yeah, just echo about what Laura and Ash have said. I don't have much more new perspectives to add there. Mm. You know, we are lining out in a Munster final this weekend versus Waterford. I can't speak on behalf of all our players at the moment because we haven't sat down and had that vote, similar to how Kilkenny and Dublin addressed it last week. But I'm sure we'll be looking to take similar action at the weekend.
So you're going to touch base with your counterpart in Waterford and see if the girls there would see fit to line out in shorts over skirts?
Yeah, I think it is confirmed that Waterford will line out in shorts, but we just need to make an internal decision in Cork how our players feel at the moment. So, but we'll make that decision in the next few days.
If you're told the game's going to be abandoned, will you go back in and change, Hannah?
I don't know. I don't think so at this point. To be honest, it would be very frustrating to do that. So, look, we'll just have to see, but I think it's important that we do shine light to it again this weekend while it's up and it's a hot topic. So,
just on that, Aisling, bring me back to Saturday, right? So the referee comes over and says, listen, you have to change. You can't, this match can't take place in the shorts. When did you go back and change?
Yeah, so there was no issue with it the whole way through the warm-up. I think Laura mentioned there, we got right to the end of the warm-up, just literally about to go into Aaron Levine and start the game. And it was when the captains went in for the toss that he conveyed at that point that he'd noticed a lot of us were in shorts and that the game wouldn't be going ahead until we changed into skorts. At which point I asked what would happen if we didn't change into skorts, if we insisted on staying in the shorts, and he said he'd give us a 15-minute window to change, and if we didn't change, the game would be abandoned at that point. So look, obviously, you know, that's a very frustrating position to be in.
And but, you're the Dublin captain. Am I right in saying it was you had to go and relay this message on Saturday to the girls?
Yeah. Myself and Katie Power for Kilkenny would have been the two in the middle at that point. Yeah. So, look, we had half touched base on it before the game. To be honest with you, I didn't actually think it was going to get to that point of threatening abandonment. But we had briefly discussed it in the run up that we would bring skorts with us on the basis that, you know, look, we're all players. We train to play. You know, we want to be playing those matches. They're some of the biggest games you're going to play all year. You don't want, as a player, to have to get to a position where you're abandoning all your preparation and the work you've done and not getting an opportunity to line out on the pitch at the end of it. So I suppose myself and the Kilkenny captain would have had a brief discussion on it at that point and just decided, look, you know, we've made our point. We've brought this issue to the fore. We felt, I think, before it, that it was a powerful enough statement to force, you know, a position where through the referee, Camogie are effectively telling us we're not allowed to play our game unless we play it in skorts, which was kind of the issue that we wanted to highlight at that point. So at that moment, we decided to prioritise getting to play the game and going ahead with the match.
Has it crossed your mind at any stage, Ash? And look, I know the benefit of hindsight is great. You know, and here we are today on Tuesday for the past 15 minutes talking about this. But is there any part of you now looking back on Saturday that thinks, God, we should have stuck around? I wish we should have just let them. We should have forced them to abandon this. Because we'd still be talking about it today.
Yeah, there's definitely arguments for it. And maybe it would have made it a more powerful case. I think, to be honest, I think we've done a good job at highlighting it and bringing attention to the issue. I think the public backing that we've got since and the attention that's been brought to it, as you said, the fact that we're still discussing it here today on Tuesday. Yeah,
very powerful image on Saturday, the picture.
Yeah, I think so too. And, I applaud all the Dublin girls and the Kilkenny girls who were brave enough to take a stand on that at the weekend. I think, you know, it's been a great first step for us. Obviously, as I've highlighted, we're players, we want to play. We would like to think that there'll be engagement and there'll be, you know, the powers that be will start looking at realistic paths forward and how we can change it at this point. As Hannah's alluded to there, you know, as players, I guess if they don't, that then gives us the opportunity to escalate issues further. You know, by abandoning games later down the line, if we still feel we're not being listened to. And I suppose, you know, I think it's probably a positive thing in a lot of ways that we still got to play our game, but we got to highlight the problem that was there. Maybe it would have been a better idea to abandon it, but I suppose, the benefit of hindsight.
It's a difficult decision. I mean, if the aim was to start up and strike up conversation about that has been happening on Sunday, on Bank Holiday Monday. Here we are today in Lunchtime Live at 19 minutes past 12 on Tuesday. And I've no doubt, Hannah, as yourself in Cork and Waterford get ready for your match this coming weekend, there will be more discussion around this issue. Like, is your gut at the moment telling you, Hannah, that you'd, you know, if there's no change to this, we let them abandon it?
Yeah, exactly. Look, to be honest with you, it's really, really frustrating, I think, for me as a player, that this is what we're chatting about at News Talk on a Tuesday lunchtime. You know, for me, I'd love that if we could be chatting about the matches coming up.
Saturday?
Yeah, you know, more important topics like, you know, integration and how we can get the three organisations under the one roof. But unfortunately, this is the situation that we're in. So look, you know, I think it's in everyone's best interest that we just, you know, park this and hopefully get the Camogie Association to make the change and move on. And we can look forward to a really, really exciting championship that's going to be ahead of us, is where the focus really needs to be on in my eyes. So, you know, we'll do whatever we need to on Saturday to keep shining the light to it. But, you know,
you're not ruling out the game being abandoned, though.
No, look, I, as I said, we haven't discussed it as a group at this point yet. But, you know, I think we'll be taking whatever action we need to.
Yeah, if it's of any worth, I can tell you today that there's tons of messages coming in from people here on WhatsApp, Hannah, who think you know, that is what you should do, that you should just let them forfeit the game. I know it's a very difficult decision. Very easy for us, you know, to sit and say this. I haven't been training all year like you and your teammates, but there's a lot of support, I can tell you, for people out there who think that this is probably the way to try and get the rule changed. Like, listener here says, absolutely, the girls should forfeit. They should have forfeited the game on Saturday. They should let the same happen this coming weekend. Not an easy decision for players to make. I totally appreciate that, but it will make the Camogie Association stand up and listen. This listener says, I find it so hard to believe in this day and age that the skorts are still mandatory. How out of touch are the people in charge? It'd be laughable if it wasn't so serious. If all of the county teams go on strike, they will sit up and listen. Another texter, if the ladies don't follow through and say they won't play the game, then nothing will change. The point isn't made until they say that the ladies won't play. This listener tells me my daughter's played since she was 3 or 4 years of age. She's always worn the skirt and doesn't want to change to shorts. Says this listener, she is now 17 years of age. I have Dublin player Emma O'Byrne is with us on the line as well. Emma, like, a lot of calls today now, and there's a lot of discussion around the Oireachtas Sports Committee, that they might potentially invite the Camogie Association in to appear before them. Do you think that should happen?
Hi, Andrea. Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah, look, I think I've had a lot of kind of negative comments. I've uploaded a post there after the game. Obviously, like I said, like, was I a bit emotional after the game? I don't know. But looking back, I don't think I was. I had a lot of negative comments alluding to, you know, well, you gave in. You just went in and changed straight away. There was no fuss there made. But I think what it's created after was such a huge attention on the issue, and probably more than we have on this issue before. And, like, I've had texts off senators and TDs suggesting that we all get together and, you know, go into Leinster House and make a stand, which is amazing to see that we have so much support behind us. But yeah, like Ash said earlier, I don't see why something can't be done until 2027. You know, it's a long while away.
And it's just, it's the discomfort, you know, just how would I, it affects your performance when you're playing, Emma, wearing the skirt.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I know a lot of the girls on the team feel the same, but, like, I'm supposed to be focusing on my match, and I'm half the time I'm thinking about the skirt, pulling it down. And even, like, if this photo is taken at the game, you're almost saying, geez, I hope they didn't take any bad photos of me.
I can believe it. I mean, it seems absolutely bonkers in 2025 that people can't make a decision or choose. I mean, people want to wear the skirt, wear the skirt. If you want to wear the short, wear the shorts. You know, like, it seems unbelievable that this is a decision that can't be changed until 2027. And I know people talk about tradition, and yes, there were some texts in from people who think, no, we want to continue wearing the skirts. But, like, uniforms change. The guards' uniforms have changed. The army uniform, it changes. It can adapt. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Aisling, do you think, just on that the Camogie Association should be called? Should they be forced to appear before the Oireachtas Committee in Sport about this?
Yeah, well, look, I'd love to see Camogie readily engage in wanting to change and wanting to bring in that choice for players. You know, you've mentioned there is some players that still have a preference for skorts and I don't think any of us are looking for them to give up the skorts if they want to. But, you know, you'd like to think that Camogie would listen to the very clear perspective of their players now, which is, at the very least, there should be choice. You know, I've never met a player who wants to wear a skort who doesn't think that I should be allowed to wear shorts if I want to. So given that seems to be the widely accepted stance of all of their players, I'd like to think the Camogie Association will be forthcoming with an actual solution here. You know, very frustratingly, the only comment we've had from them so far has been them highlighting the research they're doing on creating a more comfortable skirt, which just misses the issue completely in my eyes. So if they won't be forthcoming with coming up with an actual solution that, you know, makes progress before 2027, then yeah, I do think they should be held to account as to why they're not supporting their players and their players' desires and preferences.
Well, I have a lot of messages today given out to me, people asking me why don't I have the Camogie Association on the show. We've asked them to participate. I mean, loved if anybody in the association wants to give us a shout between now and 2 1800 453 106 is the number. I have a statement from the association, all right, to tell me that they note the research published by by the GPA, that player welfare is at the heart of everything they do, that a democratic vote at the Congress determined the rules governing player what they should wear and should not change. The Ard Cóirlea established a working group to examine the issues. As part of this process, a range of national and international manufactured skorts have been sourced. Testing for these for comfort and design, that's going to begin apparently in mid-May and will include adult and juvenile players from club and county teams as well as referees. Once testing's completed, the working group will prepare recommendations for Ard Cóirlea consideration, and the association remains committed to respecting the democratic process. Have you had, just very finally, Aisling, any communication from anybody in the Camogie Association since Saturday?
No, I haven't. Haven't heard anything from anybody in Camogie. They haven't responded to GPA's reports, which would have been sent on to them middle of last week, prior to any of this action being taken. So, no, it's frustrating that that is their stance. And if I understand, they want to respect the democratic process. But look, there's a reason that we have things like EGMs and the option to introduce derogations. And it's because stuff like this crops up every now and again, where there's a situation where it's blatantly more beneficial for players to deviate slightly from general procedure and to allow something to be changed in the interim until the next point to Congress. So I would just encourage them to listen to what players are saying. Players are not saying we want a more comfortable scores. Players are saying we want the opportunity.
We want to wear shorts. Aisling Maher, Laura Murphy, Hannah Looney and Emma O'Byrne, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on the programme. Texter says, what a ridiculous conversation. If it's that important, which it is, just let them abandon the game. Another listener who tells me they're a sympathetic Camogie referee from Cork. You can't blame the referee for enforcing the playing rules of the Camogie Association at the weekend. Players need to go to their clubs and vote this into the rules change. Then they must agree with this at the county board level before going to Congress and get it changed in the rule book. The next rule change is in 5 years' time, so there is nothing anybody can do until then. And very finally, in the Masters, this listener says that you have to wear slacks and snooker players have to wear a three-piece suit. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.